In both cases, the Supreme Court overturned Court of Appeals decisions which let the convicted defendants have new trials. The High Court gave pause to defense attorneys who wanted to delve into personal details of the child accusers. Maggie Thurs of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault likes the rulings. Thurs thinks the strategy of the defense lawyers in both cases just reflects a common myth, the myth that people, whether children or adults, often falsely report sex crimes.
We don't see the argument in any other kind of crime. If someone reports a robbery in their house, we don't put them on stand and do a psychological profile to try and determine whether or not they're telling the truth, because it's not appropriate.
Thurs says FBI statistics show false accusations are no more common in sexual assault cases than any other kind of crime. But still, Joseph Eamon of the State Public Defender's Office says false accusations do happen. So he says accused people need to be able to rebut the claims of prosecutors. In both of these cases, prosecutors had brought in expert witnesses, and defense attorneys wanted to respond to them by examining, in one case, the child's mental health, and in the other, her past sexual contact with other adults. Eamon says people need to be able to defend themselves.
The prosecutor argues that these cases are difficult to prove, and that may be true, but the allegation is very easy to make, and when it's not true, it's virtually impossible to defend, and these rulings make an already impossible task even more difficult.
In one case, the Supreme Court reinstated a man's conviction. In another, the defendant will have the chance to try to convince a circuit court he deserves a new trial.